from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to.
Hey, let's get going. Another good day hour of this conversation. We'll have constitutional expert Don Kettle with us in a matter of moments.
This is a fascinating story.
The balanced budget amendment to do it and how to do it. Later in the hour, we have the contestants for a Dream Big contest this week. And then Uri Geller will join us. He's in the news as usual.
That's what they call in the biz, a jam-packed hour, Dougie.
It's a jam-packed hour of excitement. The student memorial for those who were killed on the South Korean ferry. Hundreds of people paying their respects to the students lost in the ferry, which sank off the South Korean coastline. No survivors have been found. More than two-thirds of those on board were students from a high school. They were on a field trip. So this kind of thing happens, and it captures the, I don't know if imagination is the right word, but the it gets the attention because one wonders, in no small way of referring to it, there are ferries everywhere. Could this happen to us? There are ferries all up and down the coast I've taken ferries to all the islands in the Seattle Sound. A terrific ride, but
New
ferries
York,
up
all
and down
place, New
York.
York
and Maine and all over the place. So one thinks about one's odds in a circumstance like that. Speaking of odds, youngster who beat the odds, the boy who survived the flight from California to Hawaii, but he really wanted to go meet his mother in Somalia, kind of a sad, as much as people are angry or kid should be arrested, the people at the airport should be fired.
It'd be that desperate.
It's kind of sad. I thought it was kind of sad. That's why I don't want him arrested.
Still breaking the law, but
it's sad.
People who rob 7-Elevens at gunpoint are desperate, too.
Nobody got hurt here. They could have. You know, I could get hurt. You hurt my feelings all the time.
Dougie, I do not.
Well, man up, Rich, cowboy.
Yeah.
Strap it on. Let's go.
The United States of America providing lots of help during raids against suspected al-Qaeda members in Yemen.
Yeah. American Not a good forces. Reason to be a terrorist in Yemen.
No, but here we are, more of our American troops on the ground in another country. American forces working with Yemeni commandos and helicopters to remote locations to engage the militants.
Do you think commandos ever go commando?
Oh, I think they go commando all the time.
Right. Operation resulted in the deaths of 65 suspected terrorists. What would happen? It says, you know, the story says no American forces took part in the fight. What were they there doing? They were ferrying the commandos back and forth. So they're involved. They're there. Why are they there? Is the question.
Training exercises.
Oh, yes. Okay. I forgot about
training.
That. Yeah. Thank you.
Army training, sir.
Yeah.
Army training, sir.
American climber John Ryder, alive today because his Sherpa saved his life, pushing him out of the way of the avalanche on Mount Everest. Remember the story from last week, the deadliest single day in the history of the mountain. 13 Sherpas dead, 3 others missing. 15 people died in 1996, so if the 3 are dead, it'll be the most dangerous place to climb, and the Sherpas are going to go on strike, apparently, because they don't like the conditions. I mean, if you're a Sherpa and you're carrying stuff up Mount Everest, what do you expect? It's a dangerous job. This sounds like something somebody in America would pull, doesn't it? Well, we're not doing that anymore. It's too dangerous. Really, you signed on to do this. This is your job. You don't want the job? Don't take the job. It's dangerous. I don't know how we equate that to something in America, but I thought it was worth a mention or two. What would be an example?
I think they're crazy for taking the job in the first place.
Yeah, that's a very dangerous job. Right, exactly. But jobs aren't exactly a dime a dozen over there, Richie.
No, they sure aren't.
That's probably one of the reasons they do it. Okay, let's get to the heart of the balanced budget amendment with constitutional expert Don Kettle coming right up here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta soft baked breakfast biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Raina Goebel is an expert on student loan debt. The newly revised second edition of her book, Cliff Notes Graduation Debt, How to Manage Student Loans and Live Your Life, has just been released. We spoke with her about strategies for graduates who are faced with student loan debt.
The student loan picture has definitely changed over the last 20 years. I mean, it used to be that people owed less than $10,000. Now, the average is over $20,000, but there are also so many borrowers who have $100,000 in debt. I get questions from a lot of the people that have $100,000, sometimes couples that have $300,000 in student loan debt, and they want to postpone their whole lives. They want to postpone marriage and children, and they really don't have to do that because there are so many great payment plans, such as income-based repayment, that even though they have $300,000 in student loan debt, they're really paying based on their income, which could be $40,000, and they may have a payment of a couple hundred dollars as opposed to having to pay the $1,000 or more they would think they would have to pay if they did a 10-year repayment plan. So no matter what, the biggest thing that I always try to impart is that you don't need to be scared of repayment. You just need to figure out how to manage it and figure out what your payments will actually be, because your payments may not be the $1,000, $2,000 that you expect.
That's Raina Goebel, author of the newly revised second edition of Cliff Notes, Graduation Debt, How to Manage Student Loans and Live Your Life. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
One of the most interesting things that's not being covered by the mainstream media, what else is new, is the attempt to balance the budget in the United States, the federal budget, to require that each year there be a budget, A, and secondly, that it be balanced. Donald Kettle is the Potomac Chronicle columnist for Governing, also the Dean of the School of Public Policy, University of Maryland. He's written a couple of books, one of them called The Next Government of the United States, another book called System Under Stress. You know I'm going to love this guy. He is here to explain what the initiative has been so far. That is the success, because this is a success story so far. Mr. Kettle, thanks for joining us. Would you mind going back to how this all began?
Well, this part of the story goes way back to when it is the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution and then put together the Bill of Rights. And there's a piece in there that almost nobody's noticed, but which has been used never since, but is being tried now. It says that two-thirds of the states can petition Congress for a constitutional convention. And last week, Michigan, depending on how you count this, was the 34th and therefore the final state that's required to have a constitutional convention to talk about a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Now, the trick is now whether or not to count states that have already rescinded previous requests, whether or not, in fact, we really have 34 or something far less than that. So that's what the big battle is right now. But the question is, will Congress decide that they have enough votes at this point from each of the states, the 34 states that are required, to call for a constitutional amendment?
Well, how can they not have it if it's been approved by those 34 states? They have. What do you mean Congress will have to decide if they have enough votes? You're talking about among Congress?
Or
are you
among Congress, yeah. And the trick.
Well, how can the states not vote? The congressional delegation is mandated to support this request, is it not?
Right. Well, there are a couple of tricky things. The first is we have never done this, so we don't really know what the ground rules are to begin with, and Congress will have to figure that out. So that's the first tricky thing. The second is that there are 34 states that have voted, but there are about a dozen states in varying forms that have taken back their approval. And so the question is, are states allowed to rescind the approval that they had originally given? And then the third thing is that not all the states have voted exactly the same way. So do we need to have all 34 states agree on the same call for a constitutional convention?
Yeah.
So it is just really complicated here. And the answer is nobody knows because we've never done it before.
Well, there has been a constitutional convention or two here and there. Thus, we have amendments to the Constitution that already exist. But the other side of this is whether we all, in this day of bad news coverage and contentious feelings about some of the issues, for example, some people say, well, I want a balanced budget amendment, or I want term limits, or I want my state or the federal government to outlaw gay marriage. I mean, there are any number of these things that can surface, and it may be that some people like some of them and some people don't, right?
Well, that's the problem, too, that for some of the people who are involved in this, if you call a constitutional convention and then we have delegates that sit down, is their discussion limited just to the balanced budget amendment, or could they begin to move into the other things that you just outlined? And if members of Congress are afraid that it could go beyond, say, a balanced budget amendment to gay marriage, then is that going to change their enthusiasm for calling the convention to begin with, given all the uncertainties that lie behind it? There's always been this concern about what people call a runaway convention. That is the risk that once you get everybody together, that all bets are off on what it is they can talk about. And the fact is, we don't know what would happen because it's been a very long time since we've done this.
Well, Mr. Kettle, I've seen one kind of take this to all the way to the end of the trail and even theorize that the states could possibly take over the feds in control of this country, and where the states would kind of be individually run and would also work together to run the country and knock the feds off of the top of the food ladder. Is that possible?
Well, anything is possible on this because we could go back and rewrite the rules of the game. Interesting point is that the reason why we have the Constitution we have is that we originally had a system very much like what you had described.
Right.
And the state said, well, we're not so sure we like this. We'll get together and talk about it. And what resulted out of that was a pretty wide-ranging Constitution that's precisely what we have now. We could always go back, but there will be others who argue that we've already crossed that bridge a long time ago. But there's nothing to prevent us from really fundamentally rethinking what it is that we want government to do and how we want government to do it. And that is one of the most fascinating things of all about this constitutional convention idea.
What do you think the chances are that this actually becomes something?
I got to tell you that I think at this point the chances are pretty close to zero, because many members of Congress are going to be looking at this, and without being really sure or even have a good idea about where this is likely to go, they're likely to back away from it. We don't have precedent for it, and there are enough questions about whether or not we actually have 34 of the same calls for the same idea that have not been rescinded by the states. There's enough wiggle room for members of Congress to back away, but there's also enough of a case here that some people may file suit to try to force Congress to act on it, and we just don't know what's going to happen. It's likely to be a great continuing battle, but my guess is it's going to be a kind of interesting discussion and parlor game more than it is congressional action at this point.
This is fascinating.
Well, it just sort of shows you how the country works or maybe doesn't work, and all the things that have been addressed and haven't been addressed, and all the hopes and fears, the things that are dashed, ideas, and it brings me back around to wondering whether we can manage anymore. We have too many laws. We have too many people.
And we can still have control if we want to.
Yeah.
We can take the power away from the
situation in Michigan with the Supreme Court decision to uphold the vote. It has nothing to do with affirmative action. It happens. That's the result. But this is about voting. And the fact that voters can decide on the issues that they want to decide, that's where what the story is here. Don't you agree?
I think that's right. And what this really is about at this point is even less the question of whether or not this is going to happen, but the kind of debate that it creates about what it is we want this country to be and how we want it to work.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Stephen Good Day program, a gallery of a lot of different programs that have come about as a result of my many years as a broadcaster coming up with ideas. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Got to be progressing, moving into the future, staying with the now, but with an eye toward things that are going to be helpful in the future. And I believe that our Dream Big contest, it happens every week, and we're thinking actually about expanding it in a way so that perhaps it could be a part of an hour of the program every day, because there are so many people have so many great stories to tell. I want to encourage entrepreneurialism, want to encourage people using crowdfunding sources to get their business going. Dream Big America sets out three different contestants every week. There's a weekly winner, and then monthly we take the three winners of the weekly contest in the last week, put them against one another, have a monthly winner, gets $20,000 in promotional prizes to help their business grow. So this week we have three contestants. I want to play little snippets from their conversations explaining why it is that you should support them, and I would send you to the Dream Big site, dreambigamerica.us, in order to vote. You can do that today. Vote for one of these contestants as you listen to them explain why it is that they are cool. Here's Brett Byman to begin, from a company called Noble Health at noblehealth.com.
I want to ask the listeners to reflect on the last time they or someone they loved was in the hospital. Studies have shown that if patients are checked on every hour, they feel better than the patient next door who's only checked on a few times a day. Our motto is every patient, every hour. Our software reminds staff to check on patients in a timely manner and, like a complicated fine watch, displays information and reminders in a way that's beautiful and easy to understand. What's more is that we're able to keep family members updated on the condition of their loved one. Imagine being able to take out your smartphone and see that not only had someone been in the room to check on your mother 15 minutes ago, but she's feeling better and is expected to head home tomorrow.
Want to vote for that idea or learn more about it? Go to dreambigamerica.us and get the story behind the story on Noble and Brett Byman, and see if you would like to vote to support his effort. If so, he could be entitled, if he wins this week and then next week, $20,000 worth of promotion every month. That's what we do here on Dream Big America. Next contestant, 60 seconds from Alexa Nigro from Scarf. Listen to this scarf and protection combination.
Last winter, every time I got on the subway, some guy was sneezing or coughing all over me. I know that we all have at some point wanted a barrier to protect us from everyone else around us. Scoff is that barrier. It's a combination of the word scarf and cough, and it's a stylish scarf that captures particles and like flu and viruses and then protects you from them. There are many layers to it, one of which is an activated carbon cloth. This is the same stuff found in gas masks. It's kind of like a Brita filter, but for your scarf. How it works is it captures particles and then kills 98% of viruses. This is just a stylish scarf that's soft and comfortable, and it has a hidden filter that keeps you healthy. A little added bonus is that for every scarf sold, we vaccinate a child through Shot at Life. It's an organization that provides vaccines around the world.
That's a pretty good story, huh? You like that? It's available information is the dreambigamerica.us. Wear a scarf. It's S-C-O-U-G-H, obviously a play on scarf and cough. But what a great idea. These are the, every week we have always three fascinating ideas, captivating ideas, that bring these people around into the forefront, and hopefully we wish them well and support them at the same time. Just being exposed here is kind of a good thing for them. Last contestant this week for you to decide on, it's Connor Hall here now, the co-founder of Hall Exchange. Listen to this explanation. This is a good service for college students.
With students at the nearest university. College nowadays has become a very expensive expense, and the costs have even driven people away from attending college. And our goal is to make college spending a bit easier for students. Hall Exchange is a free, no-risk, college-classified service made only available to students with valid email addresses from the college or university at which they are attending. Right now, students are saving money on their textbooks, electronics, furniture, clothing, and even finding people to sublease their apartments. The Hall Exchange isn't just a marketplace for students to exchange their no longer needed items in a safe and local environment. We have also created a platform that connects local businesses with students at the nearest university.
All right. So there you have it. All three of our contestants available right now for your scrutiny at dreambigamerica.us. Good luck to all three of them. Connor Hall, Alexa Nigro, and Brett Byman. The companies are Noble, Scoff, and Hall Exchange. Check out more about them. You can hear their entire two-minute pitch and the other ancillary things that go to help you make your decision. Vote now at dreambigamerica.us.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes!
Like, how good
yes!
is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from Boston Adams in Wisconsin.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Rich McFadden with Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn. I was trying to figure out how I could equalize everybody so that you were all on the same footing. I try to put people's voices and
we all know Jennifer's your names. Favorite. Just go ahead and put her first. Let's get it over.
All right,
with.
Jennifer Horn is here with Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. That's the order in which they are my favorites. So there you have it. All set. Ready to go. We're in Roberta. Roberta's not here, so I can't
right.
put her
yeah,
in any.
She doesn't count today. No. Just like when my mom, you know.
Yeah, your mom likes your two
you're
brothers
not her
better.
Favorite either?
Didn't we go through this the other day? Mm-hmm. Can we move on now
I'm
from
last,
the other
yes.
day? Big day for the tech giants on Wall Street. Apple, Facebook, and Zynga. Please help me understand what Zynga. I know Apple, I know Facebook. What's Zynga?
Games. Great question.
What are they?
Words
what is it,
friends?
Ken? They do what?
Words.
The
yeah,
game.
The game Words with yeah. Friends. Yeah,
what, how does that work? What is that? It's Farmville and that kind of stuff.
It's kind of like Scrabble. Yep. You get letters to try and make words with, and then you compete against your friends. You know, like I may play with you or Jen or all of us together.
If you play with me, I'll win.
Yeah, I know. That's why I never play with you. So you play it on your phone, but yet you're connected and competing with your friends.
Stronger on...
You would be good at this.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's good for your brain. These
you're
aren't
you're good at Scrabble, I would imagine,
yeah.
right?
You're talking to me or Jennifer?
No, you.
You know, my children used to play Scrabble all the time. I'm pretty good at things. I don't like crossword puzzles, though. I find them very... First, I want to have a thesaurus with me if I'm doing a crossword puzzle, because I don't know that I come up well with my mind.
Your knowledge of the English language and of words in general is very good.
Well, thank you.
But I imagine your daughter playing you in Scrabble, she probably crushed you.
Are you kidding? It's not even a contest. No, not even a contest. All right, anyway... So these, among other tech giants, having a good week on the stock market. Apple apparently is hitting at some new products. Facebook talking about WhatsApp. And then Zynga having more. Is it Farmville 2 that is their the newest or latest product? I think I saw that someplace. Farmville.
They have Farmville. They have all the words. They have a lot of
Is
games.
Farmville 1 still in existence? Do people still play it? I thought it was pretty passe.
I stopped. I don't know. I played for a little while.
I heard it was passe, basically. Well, anyway. So it's if you're an investor and you want to throw a couple of bucks at Apple or Facebook or Zynga, today might be, or this week might be the way to do it. The president has arrived in Tokyo having dinner with the Japanese prime minister. He's over there for 8 days, dining with the Japanese emperor. going to South Korea. He's going to watch the nuclear test the North Koreans are doing. He got invited to that.
Cool, right? Fireworks show.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, hopefully he won't throw up on the Japanese basket.
That was fun.
That was fun.
He's going to tour a giant mosque in Malaysia, and he's going to try to find the plane. All of those things he's doing while he's over there. Visit some troops in the Philippines, not going to China.
Not going to China and not going to Russia because we have a little discrepancy with both of those.
A little dispute.
Both are playing Risk and trying to take over the world in their little parts of the world. So,
how many people are excited about the coming football season? We're into baseball now. Football, it's amazing. 2 months from now or 3 months, the season sort of begins again with the practice, tryouts, all that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, I believe the NFL is releasing their regular season schedule.
Yeah.
Highlight game, Super Bowl rematch, maybe. Denver Broncos at Seattle. That's where the season's going to start. First game, isn't that what usually happens? First game of the season is the rematch of whoever was involved in the Super Bowl.
No, not always,
year.
But it's like a lot of times it happens within the first few weeks, yes.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. NBA playoffs going on now, so that's fun stuff.
Yeah. The Supreme Court, after its ruling that's in favor of basically you and me and our right to vote the way we want to, is going to hear a toxic water case. Water, the right to sue over environmental damages after time limits have run out. The case could have profound implications for victims of hidden contamination, for example, at Camp Lejeune. There's a federal case. The industrial sites in, I have here in Massachusetts, the next town from Framingham's Ashland, a company called Nyanza there that contaminated most of the water in the community, so they had to bring in water from outside the community, and nobody's ever taken responsibility. They've never been able to go after. Nyanza went out of business. They tried to get developers to develop the land and give it to them for free if they clean it up, that kind of stuff. I don't think anybody's taken them up on it. Those are the kinds of things the Supreme Court is looking into. Fundamentally, how soon must victims cry foul in order to get payment after something like this is discovered? That's really at the heart of the issue. All right, let's see. Other things. Today is William Shakespeare's 450th birthday.
Wow. And he looks great.
He does. Yeah, and you're supposed to wear rosemary today in honor of him. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Really?
My mom is a Shakespearean nerd. Huh. Told me. I don't know why, but you wear rosemary.
Yeah. All right. Uri Geller is going to join us in a moment to sort of help us understand what he's done. I think he told us earlier on that he was not moving from England, but he's going to establish a base back again in his native Israel. So he's done some television commercials that look rather interesting. We'll have that story for you in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear that you might overpay. Last month, nearly 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Second, register
at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com. Visit today.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical setting.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at Staples.com/copy and print for details.
All right, let's get to Uri Geller, who's here with us, joins us frequently, at least once a week, depending on the issues. The last time you were here, I think you told us that you had decided to take up residency.
I hung up on Uri. Hold on, let me
nice call going, Reggie. Yeah, nice going.
My fault.
All right, so anyway, Uri Geller, who's often referred to as a celebrity psychic, I think we've decided that we like something. We call him the mystic, right? Isn't that what we... I never remember.
Mystifier.
Mystifier, that's it.
Mystifier.
Right. Mr. Fire. How about that? Anyway, he last week told us that he was moving in part. He's not moving his domicile. I keep his house in England.
Okay, he's back.
For a long time. All right. So I've gone back to our conversation of last week when you said you were going to take up residence in Israel and still hopefully keep your home in England, because a lot of people like the fact that you're there. You're very accessible to Europe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But because you feel that you're drawn back to your homeland of Israel, I think reading between the lines, that's what you're feeling, right? You, at this stage in your life, want to be reconnected to your homeland.
Absolutely so, Doug. And it's a kind of a spiritual magnetic force that is pulling us back to Israel, our homeland, where I was born in Tel Aviv in 1946. And it's going to be a whole thing for me now. My family, you know, after 43 years, to be, living in America, in Japan, in England, suddenly back home. It is a strange but very, very powerful, good feeling.
So you did some television ads, which were kind of, I would guess, controversial in a sense, helping people understand how to take shelter from possible missile attacks. Why would you do something? I'm just curious as to why you were asked to do that. What do you bring to the table?
Okay, let me explain you what this is all about. Like in America, you have Homeland Security. Homeland Security in Israel is huge. You know, every day there is someone who is trying to hit Israel, either with a suicide bomb or something negative to kill Israelis. Homeland Security is a very large website in Israel. It's called Pikud HaOrif. If you put in Google Pikud, P-I-K-U-D, and then HaOrif, H-A-R-O-F, a very major website will come out in many different languages, which tell and warn people, teach them how to take shelter in case of a missile attack. Even yesterday there was a missile fired at Israel. Israel is littered with shelters. New buildings today are built with an iron shielded room where in case there is a major attack, people should know where to go. Now, when I was asked to do this, for me it was, wow, I'm being asked to do something very important for Israel, for the cause of Israel. And I said, you know, I didn't even hesitate. I said, yes, the Israeli Defense Unit, the IDF, Israeli Defense, you know, the Army, the Navy, the Air
right.
Force,
yep.
they have a spokes unit that does all the, you know, the news releases on everything that is happening security-wise and politically. I couldn't say no. I couldn't turn such an offer down. So what they do is they go to a very large advertising agency. In this case, it was McCann Erickson. Did you hear of that?
Big New York. It's a big New York advertising agency.
Yeah, but they have...
all around the world.
Every country. They're all around the world.
Yeah, right.
And I did a very unusual, actually a humorous commercial, which will be bombarded from today, I guess from this evening, 20 times a day for many, many weeks to come. And basically, well, next time I come on, because I can't talk about it unless I get the okay, next time I will explain you or describe you exactly what is going on in this 45-second commercial.
All right, but you basically use your skill, in a sense, to help people find a place where they can take cover, I think, telepathically.
No, it's basically me using my, I guess, celebrity status.
Ah,
and,
okay.
Yeah, of course, and being very well known in Israel. I just saw someone emailed me a Reuters report, and if you see the telepathy, because it says, oh, go to the website and Uri Geller will telepathically transmit to you what to do. Well, if you notice the telepathically is in quotes kind of
right, yeah.
So it is a massive campaign for homeland security in Israel, and there is a new order, there's a new instruction for the citizens of Israel in case of an attack. And, you know, Doug, you know, very few people know this, but right now, as we speak, there are 167,000 missiles aimed at Israel.
My God, isn't that amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Amazing. It's just
so
disgusting.
God forbid, in case if there is attack, or in case we attack Iran, or in case something unimaginable might happen, which I pray to God won't, the citizens of Israel will have an interesting and almost a humorous way to find out where to take shelter.
There you go. You can check it out. Actually, I think there'll be some info at Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. It's an interesting and stimulating idea. Uri, thank you.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to harvestright.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's harvestright.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The search for the missing plane, the search for bodies from the sunken ferry. Both efforts continue today. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. South Korean officials now confirm at least 146 people are dead in the passenger ferry disaster. Divers going through the sunken ship are telling horrific accounts of finding the bodies of children with fingers broken as they tried to climb out. The ship carried 476 passengers when it capsized off South Korea's southwest coast last week. Nearly 340 were high school students and teachers on an outing. Only 174 were rescued. More than 150 people still missing. We're now learning who made the first distress call from the ferry, and it wasn't a member of the crew. CNN reporting the first call came from a boy on the ship who reportedly used a cell phone to alert fire dispatchers that the boat was sinking. That boy is among the missing. Elsewhere, the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 in the southern Indian Ocean. Weather has once again gotten in the way as search planes have been grounded.
Current weather conditions are resulting in heavy seas and poor visibility and are making air search activities ineffective and potentially hazardous.
That's Malaysia's acting transport minister. Australian officials did say an object of interest may have been found. Western Australia police say a piece of metal was found on the coast and was turned into them and is now in the hands of the agency in charge of the search. The object is described as a piece of sheet metal with rivets. Officials are urging caution and advising against jumping to any conclusions as this object is examined. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Attention homeowners. Quicken Loans has some important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. We'll work with you to understand your specific circumstances and strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. Then, we'll guide you through each step of the mortgage refinance process to make sure it's both simple and easy. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call, and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, gains for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 65 points, closing at 16,514. NASDAQ climbed 40 points. S&P with an 8-point gain. We have an incoming message from AOL.
You've got mail.
AOL says its email service has been hacked. The company warns the spam emails contain a link that could lead to viruses. AOL asking users to change their passwords and visit their help pages for more information. Closing notes. First, getting wealthy in a hurry. Although there's only a 1 in 175 million chance of doing it, we are talking about Powerball. The multi-state lottery played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. We haven't had somebody matching all the numbers in quite a while. Jackpot to tonight's drawing, a cool $150 million. Seems we have hit the jackpot for something else, though, and not in a good way. Let's explain by opening the door to see what's going on outside.
Oh, my. Gesundheit. Wow. A lot going on here. Well, see you later.
Coughing, sneezing, nose blowing, throw in some watery eyes and a headache, and we've hit the jackpot for allergies. Lots of people suffering right now. Dr. Charles Siegel is an allergist.
This season compared to others for my practice, what I see, and unfortunately I've done this for way too many years, fairly intense.
Fairly intense? For many people, this allergy season has been off the charts. Allergists in the Northeast are warning sufferers about a so-called pollen vortex, the allergy equivalent of winter's polar vortex. Dr. Siegel believes pollution has a lot to do with this.
Have actually brought about climatic changes that enhance some of the pollen growth that goes on, perhaps longer and stronger seasons.
In fact, exceptionally high pollen levels could make it very uncomfortable for people living in any part of the country that experienced bitterly cold temperatures during the winter months. Suggestions from allergy experts: when pollen counts are high, stay indoors when you can. Otherwise, wear a mask outdoors and then shower and change your clothes. Keep windows closed at night. Use air conditioning when possible. And when driving, keep those car windows closed. Let's see how our friend is doing outside. Well, how about using a tissue next time? Here, take the whole box.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.